Welcome to That Chronic Thing. Today is our first bonus episode. Today we're looking at a perspective of severe ME/CFS. In our last episode, I mentioned one of my Instagram acquaintances who has severe ME, Fran Haddock. I'd like to give Fran a voice today by, with her permission, sharing one of her recent Instagram posts. Here is Fran's post from ME Awareness Day 2023. I've had ME for 5 years and spent my previous awareness days as a mild sufferer, telling my story but also trying to raise the voices of severe and very severe sufferers. Never did I consider that I would become one of those voices. Everything changed when I caught a horrific case of COVID 6 months ago. I've come out of it with a drastic increase in the severity of my ME and new diagnoses of long COVID, dysautonomia, neuroinflammation, and POTS. 6 months of barely being able to stand or walk, completely reliant on my partner and parents for care, unable to look at a screen for longer than a few seconds without neurological symptoms, and spending 80% of my life in the dark behind an eye mask, enduring. There's not many diseases or situations like severe ME that strip life down to the bare basics. You quickly learn how few things in life actually matter. You find the tiniest things that can deliver you the mental strength to keep going, and realize that sometimes it's worth being alive just to exist and try to tell your story. Often when I'm laying there, phrases or mantras run through my head, and for today it's been, we don't deserve this. We don't deserve the suffering, stigma, and misunderstanding. The underfunding, the lack of research and lack of COVID precautions. The psychologizing of a very physical illness, the ignorance and the invisibilizing. I believe that things can be better, both for me and the ME community as a whole. But in the meantime, those of us that can will keep using our precious energy to tell our stories from our beds, sofas, and wheelchairs. And for those that can't, like me on many days, we are all with you. We ask you to ally with us and show solidarity in action, not just sympathy, sadness, and disbelief. Because I didn't believe that it would happen to me, and you wouldn't believe that it would happen to you or the ones you love the most. If this spoke to you, there are many ways to increase awareness for ME/CFS. Share this episode. Follow Fran on Instagram and share her account. Follow ME/CFS research organizations, or even better, donate to them. I'll have all this information in the show notes. Thank you so much for your support. Until the next time we talk, I hope you have a low symptom, or even better, no symptom week.